Periodically, I have people ask me, why do you use illustrations in your preaching? Why can't you just preach from the Bible itself alone without throwing in illustrations and stories and images and ideas and metaphors and things that illustrate the passages that you read from? Why can't you just read straight from the Bible and preach straight from the Bible with nothing else? And my initial response to that is, in relation to today's message, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus preached on the Old Testament, his Bible, yes indeed. However, he used all sorts of neat and wonderful illustrations. The parables are Jesus' illustrations. He used these stories that came from common usage in his day and age. He made up stories to illustrate the points that he was trying to make. He told stories to make the point. A parable is a story that is designed in such a way that the elements of the story point to concepts or ideas that the teacher is trying to get across. And that's what we have here today in the parables of Jesus about the kingdom of heaven. Now, I want to ask you, I had put into the bulletin many, many weeks ago a survey sheet in which I asked you to answer some questions about what you believe the most important aspect of being a Christian was. And one of those questions had to do with expecting the afterlife, expecting eternal life, going to heaven. And most of you answered that while that was certainly a component in your faith, you did. Most of you also said that it wasn't the most important reason why you were a Christian. That being a Christian for most of you had to do with living with Jesus Christ today. And that life then continues on into glory is a wonderful good news that we can lean upon in times of difficulty and pain and loss, when, especially like today at the loss of Joan Hand, we can thank God that she is still with us here today by the power of the Holy Spirit in the communion of the saints in glory everlasting. But the good news that we hear today from the parables about the kingdom of heaven is that the kingdom of heaven isn't just about eternal life in the ever hereafter. The kingdom of heaven isn't something that is not yet here. The kingdom of heaven isn't something that is yet to be. The kingdom of heaven isn't something that has yet to come. The kingdom of heaven is here now. The kingdom of heaven has already come and has been here for over 2,000 years. The kingdom of heaven has come and is here today. Not something that is yet to come in the future, not something that is to come just at the resurrection, not something that is to come in the future, but something that is here now. And you can see that in these parables. I'm going to lift up a couple of them. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like a seed. It starts out tiny. It starts out small. It starts out almost insignificant in your life. It starts out as a spark. The spark that lights the fire on the lighter back there that lights the candle lighters that the acolytes bring forward to light the light at the altar. It's just like a spark that lights a greater fire that grows. The spark of the Holy Spirit is that seed, that tiniest little seed of God's love and God's presence and God's grace in our lives that comes and blossoms. It's that seed that grows into a tiny little plant and then into a shrub and then into a tree that is so great and wonderful that even the birds that fly by have a place to make their nests. God's grace overflows, in other words, so that the innocent creatures of this creation are graced by it. The kingdom of heaven is like this little mustard seed, so tiny today when it begins in the life of a Christian, but it doesn't stay tiny. If we walk in faith, if we continue in the community of the faith, that tiny little seed grows and blossoms into a shrub and then into a tree. It is a wonderful image that Jesus gives us of the kingdom of heaven. Not something that is yet to come, something that has already begun today and that we can join. Another image. He then said another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Here we have the image of a woman putting a little bit of yeast into the flour and then working it with her hands. One of my favorite friends, a monk, dear friend of mine, who I'm going to see in November up in Boston, Father Paul Wessinger, a dear spiritual man. He's my spiritual director. And I miss him dearly when I don't get to see him. But we communicate by letter, and he's a dear friend, and he loves to make bread. And as he got older, he discovered that his fingers were getting weaker and weaker due to the arthritis, and he had more and more trouble working the bread to work in the yeast into the flour and to make the bread just right and mixed together so that it would rise. And you knew when you work it with your fingers to how well the yeast and all the elements were distributed within the flour. And we got so old and his hands got so weak that he couldn't do it anymore. He gave up on bread altogether. And I remember asking him, Paul, why did you give up on making bread? And he said, Greg, I could use a machine to knead the dough, but that wouldn't be the same as feeling that texture and knowing that that dough is ready by how it feels in my hands as I prepare it. That yeast in the story of this parable here gets spread throughout the loaf, throughout the dough, until it's completely intermixed with all the other elements. So that when you put it in the oven, it will rise properly. This yeast, this leaven mixed throughout the loaf is like, in this image, like the kingdom of heaven within us. Not just the tiny little seed which is where it starts, but it becomes a part of every element of our lives. It's mixed throughout our entire bodies. God's Holy Spirit works us and needs us and alters us and manipulates us and changes us and transforms us to spread the kingdom of heaven throughout our bodies so that we ourselves become an embodiment of the kingdom of heaven. And a neat image, working that dough. Some more images of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is here now and growing and dispersed throughout the body. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Now, here we have an interesting image. A guy walking through a field, finds a treasure in that field. He rehides it there. Then he goes off to the owner of the field, and he doesn't say, look, I found a field with a whole lot of treasure in it. Can I buy it from you? No. He says, this is field. I want to buy it. He buys the whole field so he can get out of it a little treasure. He buys the whole field, rocks and grass and Johnson grass and other weeds and shrubs and gophers and mineral rights, all the junk that comes with the field, to get that tiny little treasure out of that field. He buys the whole field. And that's what Jesus did for you and me. Jesus paid the price for every single sin. We often say, Jesus died for our sins, and we think about it, and that's wonderful, and we recognize our own sins, and we thank God for Jesus dying for them, but sometimes we forget that Jesus died for every sin that has ever been committed or will ever be committed. Every sin. That means that Jesus died for Hitler's sins. Ooh. Isn't that deep? Jesus would die for Hitler's sins so that he could get you. Jesus died for Hitler's sins so that he could get you and you. Jesus died for the worst possible sins so that he could also get you. He paid the price for the whole field of humanity so that he could get out of that field the treasure that he wanted. It's like going to a buffet. I go over to El Mexicano. Not only is it close, but there is something on their menu I really like on their buffet. I really enjoyed their chicken and steak fajitas on their buffet. But, I mean, that just waters my mouth even thinking about it. That and their chicken enchiladas with the sour cream, you know. If you haven't guessed, I haven't had breakfast yet. Anyway, I don't like anything else. I don't like their beans. I don't like their rice. I don't like their beef enchiladas. I don't like their cheese enchiladas. I don't like their, you know, But I love their fajitas, their steak, and their chicken fajitas. And I love their chicken enchiladas. And I'll go buy the whole buffet just to get those. Get that little treasure. Jesus bought the whole buffet. He bought all of us. All of humanity. To get the treasure. Which is you. The next story continues that theme. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Story of the merchant. He was in search of pearls, plural. Lots of pearls, pretty pearls, good pearls to sell. Good pearls. He's a merchant. He buys them at a lower price and sells them at a higher price. But he's also a lover of beauty. And one day he found a pearl that was of great value. Gorgeous, beautiful, probably was extra sized. It was a lovely pearl, the kind of pearl that comes along once in a merchant's lifetime. And he so valued that pearl that he went and sold everything else that he had collected. All the other pearls, all the other possessions that he had, so that he could buy that one pearl. My brothers and sisters, you are the pearl of great price that Jesus gave it all to give. The kingdom of heaven is like that field. Is like that pearl. Wonderful good news for you and me today. That Jesus would give it all and did give it all to get us. Smelly, complaining, tired, annoying, opinionated, hard-headed, us. Jesus died for us. Praise be to God that Jesus would love us enough to die that we might live. That's what the kingdom of heaven is about. The kingdom of heaven is not about waiting for life in the hereafter, waiting for life across on the other side of death, waiting to have life later. No, the kingdom of heaven is about life today, growing forth like a shrub, mixed throughout our bodies and throughout the body of the church. It's like having that field to get the treasure. It's like selling everything to get that one pearl of great price. Giving all the love of God. But there is a word of warning here, and it's the last parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing teeth. You know, this would have been a wonderful story. These would have been wonderful parables if Jesus hadn't had to throw that one in. I don't want to hear about the evil fish that get thrown out.
Because I know how sometimes I smell.
And yet, this story needs to be here. Because did you notice what it did not say? It did not say that the kingdom of heaven is like those fish that were selected. Not to be thrown into the fire, but to go into heaven. It did not say that the kingdom of heaven is the fish that were good and righteous. The kingdom of heaven is the net. The net that was thrown to catch all that could be caught. That means that the kingdom of heaven is today, now, here in this place. Here to catch all of us. We, on the other hand, within the kingdom of God, within the kingdom of heaven, are called to live a life that would make us desirable, that would make us the pearl of great price, that would make us the treasure in the field, that would make us the leaven in the loaf, that would make us that tree that even birds would build their nests in. We are called to live within the kingdom of heaven today. Knowing and thanking God that it will not end with this life, but living it today. That's what I'll say tomorrow at Joan's funeral. That we live in the kingdom of heaven today. And what Joan is entering into tomorrow, has already entered into, is nothing new for her. She's been living in the kingdom of heaven. We are living in the kingdom of heaven. And we will go on living in the kingdom of heaven. You see, Joan is not dead. She is alive forevermore in Jesus Christ. Just as each and every one of us will live forever in the kingdom of heaven that we are already in. This life may end, but life in the kingdom of heaven is eternal. Hear this good news. You are the pearl of great price. You are the treasure in the field. You are called to be that leaven in the loaf of bread. You are called to be that shrub growing from a mustard seed. You are called, my brothers and sisters, to live in the kingdom of heaven today. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's why we, I pray, are in this place. Remember that this week. And as you see God cast His nets far and wide, reach out to those fellow fish with the good news that they too are pearls of great price. They too are treasures in the field. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us affirm our faith.